I'm sorry, this isn't the song you wanted, but I didn't know how else to get to you. So, now, Napster's on its last leg. Are you mad? You probably are. But whatever happens to Napster, I hope you learn something from all of this. What is there to learn? Well, Metallica doesn't make music so that you will have music to listen to. In fact, they don't seem to care about you at all unless you give them money. Money for their albums, money for their concerts, their posters, their t-shirts, and just about any other piece of plastic or fabric they can put their logo on. When Metallica signed their first record contract, something very important happened. Everything they do is owned by the record industry. Everything they record, every piece of merchandise they sell. Everything is protected by a team of lawyers that make more money in a month than you've ever seen in your life. In reality, their music is a product, like a carton of milk or a lawnmower. You're not supposed to hear it, touch it, or look at it unless you've paid $18 or more for the privilege of having it. And is $18 really a fair price to pay for any of this stuff? See, that's the other problem. The recording industry is so big and so powerful that because of them, you're told only about the most manufactured and most focus group tested music. You think that this is the only music there is, and it's not too much of a stretch for them to tell you it's today's best music. And at that point, it's rather easy to make you pay $18 or more for one CD. So what can you do? You can do anything you want. How long has it been since anyone's told you that? You have a mind of your own, and believe it or not, you can make your own decisions. Just remember a couple of things. First off, you are not a revolutionary if you continue to download Metallica songs or any of these songs. No matter how you feel about any of this, it is still against the law to have these songs unless you've paid for them. Secondly, it isn't your constitutional right to have a service like Napster. Those of you signing Save Napster petitions on the net ought to just fight to have every kind of theft made legal. What you need to remember is this. Everybody's not up in arms about Napster because you're hearing music. Everybody's upset about Napster because they're losing money. It's not about music, it's about money. They'll tell you anything you want to hear as long as you drop money in their pocket. This is how we get MTV specials about what Britney Spears' favorite color is. This is also why you buy it. What is it about for you? Is it about the music? Or is it about the money? Stealing this music just proves that the recording industry has done its job shoving it down your throat. The fact that you go after this kind of music and this kind alone just proves that a bunch of big, well-dressed mid-40s executives were right in assuming you'd fall for this stuff. Try turning off the commercial music. You might try a little silence. To our knowledge, it's never been focus group tested. This message has been brought to you by the Whatevermen. For more information, email whatevermen@evilemail.com. Our introduction contains a sample from the album American Prayer by the Doors, copyright 1978, Electro Asylum Records. The statements made in the sound recording are the views and opinions of the Whatevermen. However, they are not the opinions of the friends, parents, employers, educators, role models, or ruling government organizations of the Whatevermen. They are based on education, research, and intelligent thinking. It would be hypocritical for us to expect that you would have the same opinion. These messages are intended to foster a creative thinking process in the listener. The Whatevermen are not responsible for the misuse or misinterpretation of this information. The sound recording is copyright 2000, The Whatevermen, and you are granted a limited license to reproduce and redistribute these files in their entirety.